Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father in heaven is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Today God continues to seek to help us to achieve that Lenten conversion that He so much desires. The first reading today, the prophet Daniel, there in the exile, examining all that had been taught through the prophet Jeremiah before him, was looking at the reasons for the exile in the duration of the exile. And in a prayer of reparation, he cried out to the Lord, "We have sinned, we've done wicked, and we've been wicked and done evil, we've rebelled and departed from your commandments and law, we haven't obeyed your servants, the prophets. We're shamefaced even to this day because of our treachery toward you. Lord, we're shamefaced for having sinned against you." But also in it is a word of hope. "Lord, you are great and awesome. You keep your merciful covenant to those who love you and observe your commandments. Yours, O Lord our God, are compassion and forgiveness." There's misery, but there's mercy. There's sin, but where sin abounds, grace superabounds. That's why we were able to cry out in the responsorial psalm several times, "Lord, do not deal with us as our sins deserve." And in the Gospel, we see the fulfillment of that prayer when Jesus comes and he says, "How merciful our Father is to us." And then we are to be merciful like that Father. And the way we're going to be able to receive that forgiveness is precisely by extending that forgiveness to others. Pope Francis, in his daily Mass homily this morning in the Vatican, said that for us to become merciful like our Heavenly Father is merciful, we need two fundamental attitudes. The first attitude is self-knowledge, that we are aware of our sins, we're aware of our own failings and weaknesses, because once we are, then it's easier for us to understand others' weaknesses and others' sins, because they're like us. The second attitude, he says, is a big heart, a generous heart, that shares that richness of the mercy we've received with others. Once we start to share that mercy, our heart expands to be able to receive more of God's merciful love, until what Jesus describes happens to us. That a good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into basically our apron, poured into our lap. The apron will grow the more we share. The more we give, the more we get. It's not that God doesn't want to forgive us if we don't forgive others, but if our heart's stony toward those who need our mercy, we can't receive God's mercy. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Patrick. It's always moved me very much that after St. Patrick's 6 years of captivity, when he was freed somewhat miraculously and he returned to his native Scotland, he had a great desire to return, having learned the Gaelic language, to the people who didn't know Christ. And he went off to France to be trained as a priest, and when he finally returned to Ireland, one of his first actions was to go to a slave master to pay the ransom for his escape. He obviously didn't have to do that. But then also to forgive that slave master. He was rich in the mercy of the Lord, which is one of the reasons why he was able to share it so lavishly. His most famous prayer, what was called his lorica, or his breastplate, which he had written on a piece of clothing and used to wear underneath his outer garments right over his heart. He probably heard it. Christ be with me. Christ within me. Christ behind, below, above, etc. Christ all around me. Christ is the incarnation of the mercy of the Father. And when we make that prayer with St. Patrick, we can say, Christ's mercy be within me, above me, below me, in front of me, behind me, in the lips of strangers and friends, in the lips of all who love me. To be enveloped by that mercy of the Lord, receiving it and then reciprocating it. That's the secret to holiness. It was a year ago today when Pope Francis said, in St. Peter's Square on his first Sunday Angelus, and I had the great privilege to be there when he said it, Dio non si stanca mai di perdonare. God never tires of forgiving us, but it's we who tire of asking for that forgiveness. May we never tire of asking for what God never tires of giving. Today, through the intercession of St. Patrick, let us ask the Lord for that grace, never to tire of asking for his mercy, and never to tire of generously, with a big heart, giving that mercy to others. Praise be Jesus Christ.